My husband is throwing a temper tantrum because I had dinner with my ex, who is leaving for prison for the remainder of his life, and just wanted to apologize for any hurt he caused me and say goodbye.
Look, don't deal with women who ever dealt with criminals, period. I don't care how fine she is, how good she sucked D, how sweet she acting. Judge the fuck out of a woman's past so she don't ruin your future and present.
Kiki, boy boo, I needed that closure. Cry about it then. We gonna get straight to the point. Let's not be weird. Let's not ask questions. Let's not be difficult. They was trying to fuck one last time.
Okay, even if she proposed this, you should break up with her. Forget if she actually went or didn't go or whatever. She gonna meet up with him regardless of what you say. The fact that she even brought this up is the deal breaker.
Tell you something. Like, the third comment in here literally says, you should have had your closure with him before you said I do. What are you talking about? That could have been a phone call. You understand? Hey, listen. Hey, they got the game. They got the game fucked up. You know what they was trying to do. She wanted to throw that motherfucker back one last time.
I wish you would just grab me, throw me up against a wall, tear my clothes off, and choke me while you...
Do you have any idea how many fucking felonies that is?
You would be surprised how many women like to get fucked like that. Stop seeing women as these sweet, innocent angels. I wouldn't advise that you do it without talking about it first, and even then, it's probably a bad idea. Especially if you leave him bruises or something like that. Anytime she get mad at you, she could just go to police and say, look what he did to me. So I wouldn't do rough sex. Unless you're just so gangster you don't give a fuck. And those are the type of guys that women want. The type of guys who don't care if they catch a case or not. That's what make them even hotter. The fact that you're an intelligent man who don't want to ruin your life. Well, that's boring.
Why haven't you hit the like button? I thought you fucked with Rare Breed.
Seriously.
I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay.
All women are prostitutes. Just because they're not walking on the corner don't mean they're not exchanging sex for things they want out of life. Some women want a house and kids, so she'll exchange her vagina for a house and kids. Some women want to truly fall in love with a man, so she'll give her vagina to him for a chance to truly fall in love with that man. All women trade their sex for something that they want, period. So, 100% of women are hoes, if you look at it like that.
But if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then?
Facts.
I mean, I'm paying. That's payment. I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner.
See, that's where society wants you to be. Doing shit just because that's what you supposed to do. Me, I question things, and I challenge you to question everything. And don't just do things because, well, that's just what society says I'm supposed to do. Because you'll end up being society damn fool. And wake up one day at 50, 55, 60, like, what the hell did I do my whole life? I didn't actually want to do this. I was just doing what I was supposed to do.
But you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant. But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was gonna spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
What you doing? You at work? That's crazy. Well, I'm over here just thinking, like, what type of girls do you like? What do I mean? Well, I posted a picture like an hour ago, and you didn't like it, so apparently you don't like me, right, dude?
See, that's the downside to a stay-at-home wife or mom. Bitch bugging you all day while you at work. Like, bitch, get a hobby or something. Please, leave me the hell alone.
A bit about me. I am 27, M, and my wife 25, F, have been married a year. When we were still talking and having dinner with her family, she told me this guy, let's call him Jay, was obsessed with her, and she wasn't in a relationship. He actually showed up to our date and tried to break things up. Her mom was there, and her brother was running late. This was the day I met her whole family. Anyway, we got married a little under a year later, and recently I started getting anonymous emails from burner accounts with information about her. Old.
Okay, off top. So when you was meeting her family, or before you met her family, she told you about some guy that was obsessed with her. Like, see, stuff like that, it just make my red pill antennas go up. Like, okay, I need more details. He's obsessed with you. How do he know you? Where is he from? Did y'all ever date? I mean, is he your stalker? Like, what's going on? Do we need to file a police report? See, yeah. I already just know this ain't gonna be good.
Photos of her with old partners, nudes, and flight itineraries with the J, along with receipts from him sending money to her for Valentine's Day and other guys from various years, and a month's rent, from Jay for her business. It looks like her relationship with this guy was about 2 years old from what I read. I couldn't help it. So that's not at all a random obsession of a guy she was just friends with.
I knew it. Like, anytime a woman say, yeah, it's just this weird creepy guy who's obsessed with me. No, it's probably an ex or somebody she probably fucked over that she owed 50 grand and he's trying to get his money back. You just never know with these bitches. But I knew something was up with that.
I've been processing through what I'm feeling. It started around the end of January 2022, but I didn't bring it up then because we were traveling. I deleted the emails and thought nothing of it.
So you're just trying to ignore it and pretend like it don't exist. See, these are the type of tactics beta males use so they can continue in their fairy tale. I mean, I get it, but either way, it's not going to work out. Whether you try to ignore it or bring it up, this is not the type of woman that you're going to live a lifetime with. She's shady.
To make matters more complicated, when I was ready to bring it up when it restarted in February and March, my wife surprised me with the news that she was pregnant. It's our first child. I was ecstatic for the last 2 months.
Look, I wouldn't be surprised if the baby is the stalker's. You know what I mean? I really wouldn't be surprised at all. This is some shit out of a movie.
One other thing I forgot to mention earlier, I didn't know where to put this, but one of the emails had a test result that said she was positive for herpes. And it included a receipt for a prescription for Valtrex. She did not once mention having herpes. She did have a few cold sores but never mentioned genital herpes.
Is this real? I don't know if this is real. But shit like this do be happening. But look, women are so conniving and sneaky. She might have paid a guy or got one of her friends or her best friend's cousin, sister, brother-in-law to do all this shit just to get the guy to break up with her or get a divorce from her so she don't got to be the bad one that, you know, filed for divorce. It's just, you never know with these bitches. They've been manipulating men since they were toddlers. She's been manipulating her father and uncles and shit since he was a toddler. Like my guy AD always say, Austria D, you know, these bitches have a PhD in personal manipulation by the time they 13. And you think you have a chance with dealing with women when you 13 and she got a PhD in manipulation already? Or when she 21 and you 21? She's way more advanced than you when it comes to manipulating people and dealing with social situations and getting people to do what she wanted them to do. And you thinking she in love.
I gave her the benefit of the doubt and assumed this guy was just jealous and trying to ruin our relationship. But now I'm seeing that he wasn't just making up stuff. I feel very uncomfortable and unsafe in the relationship now because this was a really cold thing to do to someone, and I feel like it'll end up the same way with me if I bring it up to her. And a more recent issue that I feel I should include is, she still has Jay on her Instagram and he follows her as well still.
The fact that she lied about this, and the fact that your life could literally be in danger by being involved with all this, I would file divorce papers and try to stay away from this woman as much as possible. Have your lawyers meet up with her or something. I wouldn't go around this bitch. Fuck around and catch one to the dome on some silly shit over a nothing ass bitch. Look, never give women the benefit of the doubt. Just don't do it. Hold your feet to the fire when it comes to everything. I'm not saying be petty, but when it comes to stuff that really got your spidey senses tingling, yeah, hold that bitch feet to the fire. Get away. Get away, dude.
Oh my god, not this rare breed guy again.